Blessings of peace and power on you. Welcome, guys, to the podcast that we call Experiencing Real Life. And I call you blessed in Jesus' name. Guys, Troy Brewer here, man. Listen, I want to say a great big thank you to everybody that's listening to this. We have so many people, some 23,000 listeners now, and I'm so grateful for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All my friends in Canada and Australia, a lot of you guys in Canada and Australia, South Africa. By the way, guys, all my friends in South Africa, I am going to be coming to you in the month of July. I sure am. And I'm going to be giving you a lot of information here over the next month on where you can come and find me in the nation of South Africa. And, let's see here, Puerto Rico. Oh, I love my friends in Puerto Rico, United Kingdom, Netherlands, Germany, New Zealand, Kenya, Brazil, Sweden, Colombia, Nigeria, India, Saudi Arabia, France, Korea. I bless you guys. Thank you so much, man, for joining me, all my friends in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Hello, Open Door Tribe. Guys, I want to be talking to you today. I want to be giving you some updates on what's going on with us ministry-wise since the worldwide panic and shutdown of travel, something like what happened during 9/11, the same kind of thing that has affected us in such a tremendous way. And I want to remind you some prophetic words that God gave us at the beginning of the year. And I'm just going to kind of carry you through it. So I'm going to be giving some personal stuff. This is a podcast. And then I'm going to be teaching and telling you that, friends, God has given us the marching orders, and it is in direct contrast of what the world is doing. Absolutely direct contrast of what the governments of the world are telling us to do, and exactly opposite direction of how the mainstream world is going in the demonic prophetic voice of media. I actually taught a message here a while back on, I was saying, you know, Jesus says that there'll be many false prophets and false messiahs in the last days. And a false prophet can actually be media, and a false messiah is anybody who is the face of a non-kingdom move of God. So there's so many of those, whether it's, you know, a Vanity Fair and the cover saying, call me Caitlin, and or those kinds of things. So the word Caitlin means purity. You have to call me pure. No, I don't think I'm going to call that pure. And it's all under the banner of Vanity Fair, which is worthless drama, right? That was one of the greatest examples I could possibly find, or I could possibly think of a false messiah and a false prophet that props up the false messiah. A lot of people don't think about that. They think that it all has to be religious. It does not have to be religious. It does not. It just has to be non-kingdom. And so let me kind of take you back just a little bit and say this now. We do a lot. I travel so much, and I have the great privilege of traveling. It is the greatest privilege and the biggest burden that I'm gonna say. I don't want to say it's the biggest burden. I want to say that raising the funds to take care of everybody that we are saving on all these missions trips is really the greatest burden, because I don't want to just rescue people and then turn them back loose on the streets. I mean, we have to raise these people, and there is just a tremendous responsibility in that, which means I have to make sure that people are plugged into the ministry and plugged into that, all my tribe that wants to support that. I have to keep all those things on the front burner, and I have just never been a big fundraiser. That's just not me. That's not what I do. However, the voice of the Lord says it is me. And actually what I am is I'm something like a kingdom broker. So I'm the guy that brings you the opportunities, and then you're the guy that actually says, yeah, I'm going to stand with Troy and I'm going to do this. And it's a big burden that I share. It's not a horrible burden in the sense of it's this tormenting thing. It's just the yoke of Jesus, and it's the way that I partner with him. And so I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm going to follow you in this thing, and it's going to be good. And it is good. And I, last year, just on American Airlines, I traveled 160-something thousand miles. And I have a lot of friends that traveled a whole lot more than that. But just on American Airlines, which is, I mostly fly American because it's based out of Dallas-Fort Worth. And, you know, the hub is here in big-time DFW. So, but, I mean, the world is only 24,000 miles around. And, man, if you're traveling 140,000 to 180,000 miles a year, you're going around the world multiple times, which means I'm either getting older prematurely or I'm going to be like the amazing Benjamin Button, depending on if I go east to west or west to east. I think of the cameras and the mirror proves I am going east way too much. Yeah. Anyway, man, I want to tell you that we have all kinds of trips set up, and man, we got this monster trip to Israel, and so many trips lined up to Belize and all this stuff, and then boom, airports shutting down, you know, countries closing their borders. Gosh, and it's just madness. And I want to just tell you, for me, I just want to turn into Charlie Brown and just go, ugh. That's what I want to do, because I'm used to crossing borders when it's dangerous. I'm used to being in places where there's big time disease and filth and horror. And, you know, that's not what's going on. It's just not real. And I know that the coronavirus is real. And I know that the panic and fear is real. But I also know this, that everybody's like, oh my gosh, that's the flu. Okay, well, I've never seen anything like this when it just comes to we have to shut everything down. And that's what it's about. It's actually about shutting down the momentum that God has so granted the body of King Jesus. And if you haven't been taking care of that, and if you haven't been taking advantage of that the past couple of years, man, that's on us, because this is a time to move forward. This is not a time to batten down the hatches. I think that we entered into a seven-year cycle in August of 2017, I think it was, the Great American Eclipse happened. And we are definitely in a seven-year Joseph cycle of feast. We are not in famine. And I'm not saying that famine's not coming. I'm saying that it's not now. What the naysayers want to do and what the opposing voice of the Word of God wants to do is to shut down the momentum, to just stop the momentum. And I'll tell you this, guys, we have to unite as the body of King Jesus. We have to unite as the body of the Lord, and we have to be united under the voice of the Lord, that the lion has roared, who can but fear, that God has thundered from the heavens, who can but prophesy, and that we need to live according to a prophetic word from God and according to the timing of God, not according to the mob. And the mob has now become a global mob. We have a globalist mob. And I just tell you what, man, I shake my head at it and go, wow. I shake my head at it and go, wow, for several different reasons. And just on a natural, if I didn't know anything about kingdom, and if I loved America, and if I loved what was happening with our economy, and if I loved how freedom is overcoming communism and socialism and extreme Muslim agendas all over the world, and I saw this happen, I would say, oh no, that's not good. Because, man, we're finally winning. We're winning, and it's happening. But of course, I'm much more than that. I am a kingdom person. And I know what the mandate of the Lord is right now, and it's this: go, 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 go. Because if you don't go right now, and if you're not establishing things and grabbing territory right now, you're not going to be in a position to have authority when the famine does come. And I just tell you this. I shake my head at it on a kingdom level and on a natural level. On a natural level, you know, Leanna and I were in Sierra Leone, right as the Ebola, whatever, I can't even remember. Was that Ebola? I don't remember what it was. It was some kind of horrible disease. I've been in the world so many times where there have been horrible diseases there. And are they real? Oh, yeah. No, they're real. I promise you it's real. Here's what's also real. You don't have to become a monk to avoid it. You don't have to become unrelational. You don't have to not travel. You don't have to any of those things. Like, I can't move because this thing might kill me. That's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it's totally ridiculous. We're approaching the end of flu season, and the flu that comes through the United States every single year is something that kills tens of thousands of people right here in the United States. And we don't cease from gathering then. We don't say, well, I'm not going to get on an airplane. I'm not going to go to the airport. I'm not going to go to another country because, you know, the flu's been around for a long time. And human beings having to deal with the flu has been around for a long, long time. Ah, but this is different, Pastor Troy. This is going to kill you. Friends, it's not going to kill you. I just can't even tell you. I know that the mortality rate in China is something like 3%, and that's three times higher than what it is here within the United States. If you do not look at what happened in the sanctuary city where they have open borders and it hit and wiped out an old folks home, those are the people that are vulnerable to this disease, the same as people who are vulnerable to the disease of any flu. You know, it's old folks. And the reason why the mortality rate is so much higher in China is, number one, China doesn't care about its people. China is a communist government. And my gosh, there, you know, communism is just a mafia is what it is. It's just a national mafia. Number two, the pollution in China is so horrid. And if you've ever been to China or if you've been to any of the borders and just see the filth that spills out of that country, that everybody wears masks anyway. Everybody has to wear a mask because the air is so thick. Well, man, that affects your lungs. Two-thirds of all adults in China smoke cigarettes. That also affects your lungs. There is more than a billion people in China, and they are masked together in very small territories because people are not allowed to own houses and people are not allowed to own their own land. And when they do, it's regulated by the government and they have to mass and they have to live on top of each other. And all those things create a higher mortality rate. Hey, listen, I need to take a break here because this is actually being aired on the radio all over the world as well. So let's just take a short 1 minute and 30 second break and listen to this. Well, hello, my friends. Guys, welcome to the mid-break, and this is only going to be a minute and 30 seconds long, so I'm not going to be here all day long, but I do just want to tell you some really cool things and some different ways that you can connect with us or all of my tribe here at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. Number one, if you're ever in North Central Texas, I double dog dare you to come out and to meet me. Yeah, you can do that because I meet all of our first-time visitors following every single service at Open Door Church, and there's always so many people in there that are always so excited about the church service and so disappointed with what I actually look like. Yeah, listen, you need to come prepared to leave crying, not because the church service was bad, just because I'm not very fun to look at. But here's the other part too. If you do, if you would rather see me on television, friends, we have a brand spanking new television show. It's called The Open Door Experience, and you can find it on the Daystar Television Network. You can find it on the Amazing God TV network. You can find it on the Cowboy Channel, which is RFD TV. We're on the American Forces Network. Guys, we're all over the place, and it's brand new, and it's doing so well. So I encourage you guys to find out about it by simply going to troybrewer.com, or as always, you can call 877-413-0888. Please be sure and let people know about this podcast and the amazing ministry that all of us as partners are doing together. All right, let's go back to the podcast. Here we go. Well, welcome back, guys, to the podcast. It's the podcast broadcast, if you're hearing this on the radio, that happens every single Friday right here on Experiencing Real Life. And if you have not yet signed up for our podcast, please be sure and do so. You simply go to troybrewer.com and you can sign up for it there. Or, of course, you can go to iHeartRadio, or you can go to any place that you can find podcasts and look up Experiencing Real Life. Okay, if a million people got the coronavirus, you would actually see 3%. Now, what is 3% of 1 million people? I want you to just think about that and understand that this is not going to kill billions of people. What it's going to kill is the economy. What it's going to kill is the momentum. What it's going to kill is the advancement of the kingdom if kingdom people partner with this. And I want to just tell you, you're not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Now, I have had to cancel a ton of trips. I had to cancel our trip to Israel because they closed the borders, and it's not because I wouldn't go there or the 300 and some odd people that was going to go with me there, but because we'd all have to be quarantined for 14 days before we could walk around in Disneyland without any people being there. Like, oh my gosh. So, and they also closed like the Wailing Wall. They closed it. You can't even go there and pray. And so, like, man, that stinks. I can't tell you how much it stinks. But here's what really and truly stinks. It stinks to me how the people of God have the same spirit as the world. And guys, these are shining times. These are not ugly times. These are not times where we need to freak out and all those kinds of things. That's not what this time is. I think that FDR actually spoke into this better than anybody else who is speaking right now that I can find. Whenever he did his inauguration I think he was the 32nd. He was the 32nd president of the United States. And he said this, first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing that we have to fear is fear itself. Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance. Okay, can I tell you about the needed efforts to convert retreat into advance? Friends, the past 10 to 12 years, there has been so much retreat that has happened within the body of Christ because of corruption within the United States, because of administrations that have put demonic people in charge of things. And I'm talking about even the embassies all over the world. I have to work very closely with embassies all over the world. And when you go to an East African country and you have all these people that you're trying to get out, and when they tell you the only people that we're accepting into America right now are Muslims, and if you convert to, you know, Muhammad, and if the girls wear a scarf, we think we can get them in, but if they come in as Christians, we're not going to be able to do that. What? That's the United States of America. I'm still mad over that. I'm still angered over that, and I'm outraged of the silence of the media over that ridiculous stance. And there were girls that we were trying – there was one girl in particular that her body is really bad messed up, and we had her set up with prosthetic arms and prosthetic legs and all kinds of things because her body is so messed up. And we had, and it was gonna, we're talking about a $150,000 donation. We only needed her to be here for about 21 days. And then, of course, we're gonna send her back. We've built her a house, all this kind of stuff. Couldn't get her in the country. And was outright told by the ambassador's assistant in this East African nation, look, if you want to get her in, if you really and truly want to get her in, you need to put a scarf on her face and you need to say that she's a Muslim. You can't say that she's a Christian because we can get Muslims into the United States very, very easily right now. Okay, we were not able to get her in. We did not suggest that to her. We didn't say, hey, why don't you just give up your soul for eternity and that way you can get prosthetic arms. And you can get a prosthetic leg, and it's going to be awesome. No, we did not suggest that. We said, it's okay. This is a good old United States. We'll be able to find a way. We were not able to find a way, and we left her. And though we left her in a safe place, she was on her way to school, and she was kidnapped, and she was raped. That was a kidnapping and a rape that would not have happened had we had not had horrible corruption in the United States Embassy. By the United States government. And I want to tell you, I'm not going to forget that. I'm not going to forget how easily that happens. I'm also not going to forget that several years ago, we had a tremendous turnaround. And guys, our embassies now, not that it's super easy to get in this country because it's not. I promise you it's not. But it's not corrupt. You can go through the actual channels and you have a chance if you're willing to jump through the hoops of the United States government. And that's exactly right. So there's been a huge momentum, a tremendous turnaround. The economy has never been better in my lifetime. Unemployment has never been lower in our lifetime. There are just so many things that are so good. And this fear, this nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance, was spoken of by FDR, the 32nd president of the United States, at his inauguration. Well, I just have to just tell you, no, do not be a part of that. And you're going to be hearing me say this a whole lot through this whole epidemic of fear, because that's actually what it's about. It's actually about stopping advancement. I was on the Marcus and Joni show on Daystar Television Network. I got up and I preached this. I did the Heart for the World, and I got up and I preached that. I'm on God TV, and I preached this. I preached this from a pulpit at Open Door Church. I'm sharing this on my Prophetic Wednesday and just saying this. You got to get this right. You have to get this right. One of the things that I like to say to everybody, that is, if you're going to work with fear, you have to understand the principle of displacement. And there's actually only one way. That's it. There's only one way that you can deal with fear, and that's displace it with love. Now, if you don't know what displacement is or the power of displacement, all you got to do is get a big old bucket of water and stand over it and drop a brick in it. And the water that is where the brick is now at will come out of the bucket. That's called displacement. Okay, I used to do that when I was a youth pastor way back in the day. I'd put all these kids around this giant bucket, and I would drop it. Water would go everywhere, and I'd say, behold the power of displacement. And see, this is, when it comes to advancement and when it comes to kingdom territory, we have to understand that we're not called to make treaties with the enemy. We are called to displace the enemy. We replace the Philistines and the giants and the walled cities. We replace the 31 kings, the 31 different flavors of opposing crowns that come against the kingdom. They're in the promised land. We replace that with what God says, by with living by how God tells us to live, and by being the people that God has called us to build, and by being the people that God has called us to be, and to build what God has called us to build. That there are actually highways in the wilderness and streams in the desert, that where there was no infrastructure, that kingdom business needs to replace those things. And so I can tell you that you got to know the principle of displacement and tell you that there's only one way you can deal with fear. And it's found in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear. It displaces it. It casts it out. Where the fear used to be, the brick of the love of God comes in and absolutely displaces it. Perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love casts out. I love that. So the mission of Christ was to bring a demonstration and a revelation of God's love, and it was to set us free from the chains of fear. Well, but if I turn on every single news station and every talking head is telling me that, you know, it's all about impending doom, I have to believe it. Really? Is that right? Listen, I'm a reasonable person, and I don't do dangerous things for the sake of doing dangerous things. I'm 53, okay? I'm not 23. I'm 53. I know what hurts, and I know what recovery time is. And it's like, Pastor Troy, we know you do such rough trips now. No, I did rough trips for some 30 years. I don't do rough trips anymore. I know where to stay. I know what to eat. I know who to be around. And it takes a long time to learn those things, and I'm all for those things. However, it is much more dangerous to sit on your couch behind a locked door with a pistol in your pocket. It's much more dangerous to do that than it is to go out into dangerous places and follow Jesus and to be the person that God has called you to be. I want you to think about everything that's being attacked as this. Can we even touch money? Because money might have a germ on it. See, that's the attack. It's against the economy. Oh, wait, listen, we can't gather together. We can't rally as a team. We can't rally as a church. We can't rally as Americans. We can't do that anymore. We all just have to just see, that's what terrorists make you do. A terrorist will show up and he'll blow something up and he'll say, you better not get together because something bad might happen. Friends, you better not be living according to that spirit. You will miss what God has for you in this powerful day. When I think about the Word of God and when I think about what King Jesus has done for us, one of the things I think about is hope. And I am a hope fanatic. And you have to learn how to hope in such a way that it becomes supernatural muscle memory. Supernatural muscle memory. Where you're just like, okay, you know what? I've been through all this before. And when I see this thing coming on, I put my hope in the Lord. I will look to the mountain from whence cometh my help, the Word of God says. I'm going to look, listen, I'm expecting God to show up. And that's exactly what hope is. Hope is the joyful anticipation of good. Hope is the joyful anticipation of good. And furthermore, hope is a choice. Hope is not something that somebody just shows up and just gives you. Hope is a choice that you choose to posture yourself in. I am determined to protect my heart from evil reports. I am determined to protect my heart from anything that is hopeless. And I have just as many reasons to be hopeless as anybody else does. And I'm just going to just throw this out there. Not only do I have all my mess to deal with, and all of us, every single person that's listed on this podcast that is somebody that is a church leader, but you have your own church's mess to mess with, which means you're part of everybody else's hell. Okay, well, you amplify that by untold numbers and tell you, I know the personal stories of thousands of girls who are literal slaves that we have set free. And I know what's happened to them, and I know how important it is for us to give them a different story. And I want to tell you something, man. It is hard and has been a huge challenge for me throughout the years to be hopeful and to be full of joy. But I just decided I'm going to do that. My wife outright told me, you have to be full of joy. You have to be happy. Man, Leanna wakes me up and she says, okay, are you happy today? And I say, yes, ma'am, I am happy today. And we'll be sitting drinking coffee and she'll be saying, what are you hopeful about today? What are you hopeful about? What are you hopeful about? Because she knows I know so many horrible stories. Well, friends, that's how we partner with the Holy Spirit, because I recognize I do not want to be under the influence of a lie. Do not talk to snakes. Do not listen to snakes. Any area of your life where there is no hope is under the influence of a lie. I'm going to say that again. Any area of your life where there is no hope is under the influence of a lie. So I'm just going to just tell you that my stance in this is that it's my job to set the tone, to set the culture, to tell you what I value and what I don't value. And you set the culture by actually being passionate about what you value. And this is what I'm passionate about. Relationship, relationship, relationship. Advancement, advancement, advancement. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The heart of the Father. I am so passionate about those things. And the crown of the coronavirus has attacked the crown of the kingdom. And I will not bow my knee to it. Do not bow your knee to the coronavirus. It's going to go away. We're going to get past this. I'm shaking my head in wonder. Even sitting in this studio, like, it's so pointless to lose what God has given you over a lie. Over a lie. For one thing, everything that comes out of China is a lie. Just trust me when I tell you, one of the things that the Chinese government has done is, in the name of coronavirus, all these pesky Christians that they hate so much, they went around and rounded them up and put them into quote-unquote quarantine. Who knows where they're at? Who knows what horrible things are happening to them? Who knows? And the world yawns because we might not be able to go to the mall today because it's not safe. God help us. And I want to tell you this. If you pastor a church, if you have any influence as a leader in the body of King Jesus, speak life and hope and courage to people. And if there's anything I can do to encourage you to not be a pansy right now and buckle to the mess of the media, it's this. Because friends, the power of God is being poured out. Signs, miracles, and wonders are happening now. Folks are being saved now. Miracles are happening now. The Spirit of God is moving forward in such a tremendous way now. Advancement is happening. Unclaimed upgrades are happening now. God Almighty is speaking to people through dreams and through visions now. The lion has roared. And friends, people are hooking up with that now. These are the roaring 20s. This is the time to turn to see the voice. This is the time to turn to see 2020, perfect vision, the voice, 5780 Hebrew calendar, the pay of the mouth. That's it. Turn to see the voice. Repent and come out from her. I'm going to close by saying this in Revelation 21, verse 18. It gives 8 groups of people who go to the second death. Now, oh, Pastor Troy, you're preaching mean. I'm telling you, you better take this seriously. And when you read Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, man, it's got groups like liars have their part in the lake of fire, which burns with fire and brimstone, which is a second death. Like, I don't like that verse. Also, you have sorcerers and idolaters, murderers and sexually immoral, the abominable. What is that? You know, that's folks that stink in the nostrils of God. Like, okay, there's a whole study that goes with that. But do you know what the very first one, the first one on the list, not number two in line, not number five in line, first one is this: but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars have their part in a lake of fire, which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There are no cowards in heaven. And I know this is my podcast, and I just love to be so relational. I love people so much. But I'm telling you, you have to stand against the spirit and the authority of a virus that dares to have a crown on it, corona. It has a crown on it. Well, not me. I ain't doing that. And not you. I'm not doing that. Set a tone and say, can I tell y'all something? We're not going to be afraid. Yes, we're going to be smart. You know, man, you got to keep your hands clean. You know, you don't go around kissing everybody on the mouth, which is very difficult for me. No, it's not. And all kinds of stuff like that. Okay, well, you do that in any flu season. And by the way, you've never lived in a safer flu season than this. There has never been people that are going out of their way to be clean like they are right now. Never in your lifetime. It's one of the greatest gifts that God has ever given you. Be sure that you do not miss it because you're panicking. So friends, I'm going to get ready to close, and I want to just pray for everybody that's listening right now and pray over all of us. Father God, thank you, God, that there's a Psalms 91 hedge of protection around us. And King Jesus, we repent of being cowardly. In any way, God, that we've said, oh no, everything that God has spoken is no longer true because something demonic with a crown that comes out of China is here. So what? King Jesus, you are here. You are here, King Jesus. Let the people of God be strong. Let those who used to say that they were weak, let them say, I am strong. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, Father God. Father, I pray, God, in the name of King Jesus, that the body of Jesus would unite all over the world in prayer, and that instead of bringing a worldwide pandemic, it would bring a worldwide revival. Let it be. God, I love you and praise you and thank you, sir. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, friends. Hey, man, listen, keep in touch with me and keep in touch online and show up here at Open Door Church. I bless you and I call you blessed. Just stay in tune, keep in touch because, guys, there are incredible things happening. I'm going to be, I don't know at the time. Hey, Brother Mason, when is this going to air? So that's this week. For everybody that lives in the Nashville area, if you live in the Nashville area, I'm going to be at Brother Larry Randolph's church. And if you don't know Brother Larry Randolph, man, you need to know that brother. And I'm going to be preaching there on Saturday night and Sunday morning. Actually, here at Open Door Church, I'm also preaching here. We put together an incredible video, and we're doing that. And I'm going to be preaching in both places at the same time, one live and the other one through video teaching. And it's going to rock your world. And it's actually on this very same thing that I just got through talking about. So bring your friends out that are scared and go, guys, we're not going to be scared. We're not going to bow down to that. That's not what we're going to do. If you live in the Nashville area, come out and be a part of that. And if you're not real sure where it's at, you can just call 877-413-0888. Ask them to find out. Ask them to give you the details, and they'll be happy to do that. I'll be there on Saturday night preaching and on Sunday morning preaching. Friends, my partnership is going up, and I'm so excited about that. Thank you so much for partnering with me and for everybody that's partnering with me on a monthly basis. And like, you know what? I'm giving a recurring gift, and that's going to happen. Okay, well, then you know what? I'm going to give you literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours, approaching 1,000 hours. I'm going to guess that there's at least 400 to 700. I know that that's a big difference between 400 hours and 700 hours, but I really just kind of show you, I have no idea how many videos we have. It's so many, and it's me teaching. And it's me teaching on the stars of heaven, on the numbers throughout the Word of God and in the kingdom. It's me preaching on and teaching on my school of prophetic. It's all of my pulpit teaching, and then it's special interviews with all my friends that come here. And we even find, like, whenever I'm on another television show, man, we get that and we line up all those. So you don't even have to go and look for those things. It's point click on demand. And it's what I give as a special gift to everybody who's helping me save people that the world does not celebrate, but that Jesus does. If you're not aware of the 22 little girls that we just now rescued in Southeast Asia, we just rescued 22 girls who are on the market who are having their virginity sold We actually saved them. We actually have them. And now we have to take care of them for a long, long time. And I don't care. I just don't care. Let's be Jesus to these girls. By the way, we also arrested all the pedophiles, and those jokers are going to prison. Yeah, I called them blessed in their prison experience. That's what I say to them. Goodbye, and I will see you on the great day. I'm like, oh my God, that's horrible. Nope, you know what? There needs to be justice in this. You don't get to get away with molesting children on our watch. You don't get to get away with that. And so, friends, I encourage you, man, to stand with us, pray for us, call 877-413-0888 or visit me on troybrewer.com. And until the next time, guys, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody.